So yesterday on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice, we talked about the kind of voice you need to be the voice of God. Today, the preparation you need to be the VOG on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. So yeah, what is the preparation? Ensure you get the script well in advance so you can read and rehearse it. There may be words, places, people's names, technical terms. I mean, a trade show for medical equipment, a conference for engineers. Technical terms that you're not familiar with. At award ceremonies, some of the categories and sponsor credit names can be quite a mouthful. They may also have been written by someone who doesn't write for the ear. There could be long sentences, awkward phraseology, repetitions. And the next award is for... Take the pronunciation of names very seriously. At an award ceremony, it's a winner's special moment being celebrated and honoured. They may be in front of friends, family and business associates, and their walk to the stage may be videoed for posterity, so really care to get their name correct. Don't assume how a name might be pronounced. Speak to an organiser or their department head, or, if the winner knows they've won, to them themselves, well in advance to check out any tricky names, which you can then write out phonetically and practice. And consider recording that other person giving you the pronunciation, so there's no doubt about how you say it live in the moment. Now, having said that, some VOG announcements are already pre-recorded. So then you can make sure you get it absolutely right, because then someone just plays that in on the night. But do take the pronunciation of names very seriously. Tomorrow, more prep for your bow tie and ball gown event, where you are the VOG, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.